Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two in the goal, always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We have our incredible co-host with us, Dr. Scott Bradley's in the house. His lifelong goal in Collegiate Series 2, Preserve the Nation, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam, and good morning to everyone. I hope everyone's having a magnificent spring day. It's got to be good when the, you get through a hard winter. This is a good time to be alive. So maybe we can all enjoy the day and start it off right with a little bit of proper principle in regards to this nation. So let's see where we can go with this.
Amen to that. I want to talk about Russia and the Ukraine a little bit. The United States has been doing this for a long time, but it's been kind of in secret. Now they're literally admitting to it. Let me let you hear this soundbite from the mainstream press. Then we'll come back, break it down, and talk about it with Dr. Scott Bradley in great detail. Here's the soundbite first.
With the U.S. using intelligence to fight an information war and doing it to Russia for months now, and it's working. NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delaney and live in Washington. Ken, I want to start by giving people an example of what this is so they know what we're talking about. Take a look.
They're also suggesting that Ukraine has biological and chemical weapons in Ukraine. That's a clear sign he's considering using both of those.
Can you explain to our viewers what was going on there and what NBC News has learned about that claim this week from three different U.S. officials?
Yeah, that was a great example of what we're talking about. That was based on declassified intelligence, but we're also told the intelligence wasn't very clear about what exactly was going on. And they decided to disclose it as a way of deterring Russia from doing that and putting the world on notice that this could happen. And that's what's going on here, the big picture. This is an unprecedented use of declassified intelligence. We've never seen this level of information warfare before from the U.S. government. And what they're doing is they're trying to preempt the Russians, get ahead of Russian disinformation, even mess with Vladimir Putin's brain, as one person put it, leave him off balance to try to show that the United States knows what Russia is up to and is going to get ahead of it. It's really rather remarkable. Another example was when they announced that Russia had gone to China to ask for help with getting some weapons. That hasn't come to pass yet, and it was almost a way of putting China on notice. Hey, we know what's going on here. Don't let this happen. So really interesting and unprecedented use of intelligence here, Allison.
Yeah, Ken, as you just said, not just intelligence here, unprecedented use. One U.S. official telling you it doesn't even have to be solid intelligence when we talk about it. It's more important to get out ahead of them. Putin specifically, before they do something, it's preventative.
Whoa. Wait a minute. It doesn't even have to be a fact when we talk about it. It doesn't even have to be real, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the U.S. propaganda machine now has no basis in truth or reality. You literally have these people saying it doesn't have to be solid evidence when we talk about it. Three U.S. officials now openly telling NBC News that, hey, we're doing this to preempt the Russians. It doesn't matter if it's factual. It doesn't matter if it's true. We're just going to basically claim this, and that. Because it's more important to get a hold or get ahead of the Russians on this. U.S. claims based on intelligence on Russia were literally made up. They haven't even happened yet. But they say, look, this is proof that Russia's thinking about this. This is proof that Dr. Bradley, they're literally painting lies. They're literally declassifying it as if it's intelligence. And at the end of the day, they say, well, it's not really intelligence, but don't worry. We got to win the info war with the Russians, with the Chinese, with whoever. It doesn't matter if we lie. It doesn't matter if it hasn't come to pass yet. We're going to get the criminal before he's a criminal to stop criminality. But yet they're criminal in doing so. doctor. This isn't the first time this has happened. This has happened for decades. But it's the first time they blatantly admitted to it. So while they tell me and you, you can't spread fake news, no, sir, they're literally peddling fake news at the highest level of U.S. intelligence worldwide. Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, as you point out, it's not the first time this has happened. I mean, I don't care. We could put up dozens of examples of absolute total falsehoods that have been hinge points in how we have, how America has been, and literally the nation has been changed beyond measure because of these things. I mean, you know, look back, the weapons of mass destruction that was the big lead up to, you know, invading Iraq. We never found it despite spending billions of dollars and in hopefulness. I mean, the big talking media heads that were out there at the head of this thing were complicit in spreading the gospel of falsehood. And the COVID kind of thing, you look at the, you go back to World War One, Woodrow Wilson. I mean, his propaganda ministry, I think, would put Hitler almost to shame. Americans have been doing this forever. And the fact of the matter is, as has been said so many times, the first casualty of war is truth. But you're right, they are admitting it this time. But here's the spin they put on. Russia has brought to light the biological labs in Ukraine that have been working on gain-of-function stuff. What is gain-of-function? What that does is it takes a germ, let's just say, a virus, a bacteria, whatever it is, and they work on making it enhanced, more deadly, more difficult to eradicate, more easily caught and infected people. And so they have been working on, and it's apparent that this has been going on with the assistance of the United States government. And so Russia comes in and they say, hey, look, you guys, this is war crime in the making. And the administration takes it and spins it. Oh, no, look at this. Russia says, they found these things. And what this is telling us is Russia is going to turn biological weapons loose on the world. No, it doesn't mean that. It means they found biological labs there. And there's other sources that confirm this. Other sources that say, oh, my goodness, the U.S. has been involved. We have been funding things. Oh, no, wait a minute. We didn't do that in North Carolina. We didn't do it shipping it off to Wuhan. I mean, in the gain-of-function stuff for this COVID thing, holy cow, people. And you believe them? It's like that book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. What was his name? Patrick Shea?
Yeah, his name is Patrick Shannon. Pat Shannon.
Shannon, okay. Anyway, yeah, get it and read it. I mean, you look at almost every hinge point that happened in the 20th century has been done with the bold-faced lie. And here we are. Oh, yeah, we all know. They lied to us the last 2+ years in regards to everything in regards to this so-called pandemic. You know, everything from the safe and effective vaccines to the its virulent approach to things, to how many would die, to the disastrous thing, the PCR tests that doesn't prove anything. I mean, it's just a diversion from everything else they're working behind the scenes. So, you know, we've used the term Bravo Sierra a lot of times on your show, Sam, and that's exactly where we are with this. And I just can't believe the American public has even an inkling of a desire to fall for it. But people seem to have the shortest memory banks in the universe when you say, oh, yeah, well, okay, they lied to us for more than 2 years. But this is all truth. I mean, you look at even what they're saying about the Bucha atrocities and the timeline on that thing almost positively confirm that those deaths occurred under the watch of the Ukrainian Nazis, the National Guard or whoever they're calling themselves, Azov militia, it's incredible. I mean, maybe we don't have time to go into that, but the fact of the matter is, they're, you know, the announcements that were made by the mayor that says, oh, yeah, all the Russians are gone, woo-woo. And, you know, they had internet service that people could have been saying, yeah, but they killed all my neighbors. You should have seen them. They were in the street, and they mowed them down, and blah, blah, blah. No, none of that. Everybody was dancing in the streets. 2 days later, when the Ukrainian forces get there, they start showing up with bodies with their hands tied behind their back, bullet holes in their head, and they're saying, oh, yeah, look what the Russians did as they pulled out of town. It really looks like a false flag thing, and people say, why would they kill their own people? They're not killing their own people. They're not killing the people of the same political ilk they are. They're killing the people that celebrated the Russians coming in, the people that collaborated, if you will, with the Russians. These kind of atrocities happen all the time. They've been all through Europe. You think what happened in World War II. These are the same people, the same mentality that was running rampant in World War II. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of people we're dealing with here. And the U.S. government is neck deep in the falsehood. I'm appalled at how easily we're deceived. It just blows my mind.
It blows my mind, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you right now, we seem to have fallen for it hook, line, and sinker. It's shocking to me how we believe the propaganda of the government in bed with the mainstream press. And if we speak out about it, they say, oh, you guys are peddling fake news. Let's talk more in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with us. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website with incredible weekly webinars and a whole lot more. That's FreedomsRisingSun.com. So, Dr. Bradley, I'm just telling you, I have never seen your government literally tell us. You know what, Sam, you're peddling propaganda, fake news. You're not allowed to do that. But yet they literally blatantly admit when it comes to military intelligence, they're declassifying information that is flat out not even solid information. It's merely propaganda. They're going to just vilify Russia and or protect Ukraine on these false, dishonest narratives that literally force an agenda, because the American people can't get the truth. They can't know when their government's lying, peddling propaganda, making claims that haven't even happened yet or are not based in fact. They're blatantly admitting this nowadays. Literally, U.S. claims based on Russian intelligence made up. They're literally saying we made it up. Why? Well, because golly, Russia's the bad guy. And we have to preempt the Russians. That's more important than telling the truth now. We got caught not too many years ago in the George Bush era with, you know what, we're going to torture people. Now we're torturing and we're lying. And you know what? I'm not trying to side with these other nations. I believe we ought to avoid the foreign entanglements and stay out of it. But we are creating such a dishonest narrative. We're going beyond gendering hate around the world. We don't even have the moral high ground anymore. And now they're blatantly admitting to it.
Well, you know, some of your listeners, I'm kind of being a little facetious about this. Some of your listeners may remember the Steele dossier. And that was a falsehood that grew legs and had an extended life cycle. Total fabrication, web of lies and deceit, paid for, delivered as a political agenda to derail a political campaign. It resulted in things like, little tiny things like an impeachment, you know. And you look at the follow-on impeachment that's happened with the January 6th thing. Holy cow, people. If you believe, if they have a press conference on something, you better look pretty carefully. That's very a kind of a giveaway, a dead giveaway, that what's happening is spin control and just a falsehood. It's something that those at the head of the government, I don't know as you can say they've never stooped this far, because, I mean, you remember back when, you don't remember, but you've probably, if you've studied it, recognize what Lincoln did during the Civil War, so-called Civil War, and his jailing of legislators and newspaper editors and stuff like that. His effort to spin the control of the narrative that was out there. And, I mean, this is plainly an unvarnished lie that all this falsehood, and again, I mentioned the World War I thing with Woodrow Wilson, but that's how they do business. And we just have to kind of look at everything and say, whoa, I think I've mentioned to you before, Sam, I spoke to a supposed pro-life group, several hundred people. And I talked about, if you're really pro-life, how come you're so pro-war? How come you're so much a blatant militant that wants to run off and stick our nose in every single scrap that happens around the world? You know, the Lindsey Grahams of the world. I always say, he can't wait to get some Marines killed somewhere, some dusty, dirty hole in the world. And you know, it's one of those things. People that claim to be conservative, principled people are just, don't kill any babies, but it doesn't matter we're killing 18, 19, 20-year-olds. It doesn't matter that we're killing other societies, people they've never met around the world. There's some kind of drumbeat has led us to go off and do that for the military-industrial complex. Anyway, it was crickets when I got done talking. Because people don't equate, it's okay to, but don't ever get in their way of killing, you know, young men and women that we're sending overseas and whole societies. And so anyway, after I packed my stuff up and I walked out the door, I got out in the foyer, there was one guy that wanted to talk to me. And he had a very heavy, he was from Europe, he was from Spain, and he says, I'm a foreign exchange student. I came here I had heard there was a pro-life gathering here. And he says, I wanted to hear what the people had to say. And he'd been there a whole day. And so I was late afternoon when I was talking. He says, you're the only one that gets it. He says, you're the only one that has expressed what the rest of the world thinks about America. He says, you guys are bullies. You guys just, you know, force the agenda. You force the fit on everything, and the rest of us are out there feeling like we've been just abused. And so all of this falsehood is seen by so many others, but not in our country, particularly not those that are of the ilk where they claim to be constitutionalists. And I've told you maybe before about, I got a phone call. This was back when Trump was beating the war drums in Syria. And, you know, the idea of the chemical weapons and the fuel oil bombs and everything that were being dropped. And Assad was doing this on his own people. And this person I've known for years, many years, and had great discussions with him about constitutionality of lots of things. He wanted us to start World War III because, you know, Russia was playing in that sandbox too on the side of Assad. Russia was the only organization really fighting ISIS because we helped create them, by the way. This is a whole other subject that we can get into. But at any rate, it was a false flag operation. The people that wanted us to enter the war against Assad were offending our sensibilities, our morality, and man, women and children were dying, and it was something Assad was doing, and hyperventilation was happening among people of the so-called conservative bent, and they wanted to march off to war. It wasn't anything that it was presented as. It was simply a false flag operation that was its intent and purpose was to drag us into the war. That's the same with, I believe, all of these dead people laying around in the streets with a bullet hole in their head over in Ukraine as the Russians withdraw 2 or 3 days before, and nobody's ever said anything about it until after the Nazis that march in and take over and take a look. It's a World War II replay again. Every bit is atrocious, but the way they spin it is that the Russians, oh yeah, they told us they found biological labs. Oh, that's a code word. That's a code word. They're going to use biologics against us. We better start this, you know. And pretty soon, they spin it in their own web. I just don't understand it. Well, I do understand it, but most Americans won't think long and hard enough about it to understand they're being had. We're being sucker punched. Psaki and the rest of the crew from the administration, they are the misinformation ministry of information out of 1984. The ministry of truth, you know. You remember that, Winston Smith and all that kind of stuff from Orwell's book, 1984. That's where we are, people. That's where the United States is right now. And they'll tell us anything that they think they can get away with to further their agenda, whether it's about the economy, whether it's about some disease that they've foisted on us for years, something about fuel prices. I blame it on the Russians, for crying out loud. I'm not, again, as you point out, Sam, we're not standing tall with Putin, but we're saying, let's seek truth. I told you, every time I sit down at my desk, in front of me is a plaque that has a George Washington aphorism on it. It says, there is but one straight course, and that is to seek truth and pursue it steadily. That's before my face all the time. And that's what I think we've got to start doing if we're not going to be sucker punched into some really bad things. By the way, it's not just the American public. You look at what's happening in the United States legislature, House and Senate. You've got all these rallies and senators and congressmen that are, we've got to support the Ukraine. No, we don't. Read the farewell address again. Go read the Monroe Doctrine. Go read Jefferson and Madison, and go read George Washington's many statements about it, and start realizing that it's not our dogfight. We don't have dogs in this. And it's interesting. I heard a commentary the other day. Oh, yeah. Boy, this is one of those things that has monumental consequences for the United States. Only if we get in the fight. Only if we get in the fight. There's nothing out there that's a threat to any of us. No existential anything.
So, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will nominate Ohio's former top federal prosecutor to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve Dettelbach served as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for 7 years after he was nominated by his Harvard Law School classmate, then-President Barack Obama. The ATF post has been vacant since the start of the Biden administration. A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I'm proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk says thanks, but no thanks to Twitter. Mr. Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Drugs continue to pour across the border in record numbers.
In what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap, it's manufactured in China, it's imported and then processed in Mexico.
Tiger Woods wrapped up his 2022 Masters tournament by showing a little rust Sunday. He was tied for 47th place. USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. The idea in America has been, hey, if we go to war everywhere else, it'll prevent war from happening here on our soil. And even though I believe that's wrong-headed, it's not a reason to go to war. It's a preempt kind of an idea in the first place. Not only scripturally do we find that chasing groups into their own lands for war is a wrong-headed strategy. I mean, under so many logical reality checks, is it a foolish notion? Nevertheless, we believe that. But Dr. Bradley, I think that's short-lived. I think that we're going to see war on our shore. I don't want it. But I'm telling you, as we continue to provoke hatred and continue to engage in my opinion, unjust, immoral, belligerent warfare, it's going to come home to haunt us. We're going to get what we're given if we're not very, very careful indeed. And I'm afraid we're running out of time, sir.
Well, you know, I believe we've already been hit. I believe if you look back to the original Trade Towers thing, that was blowback. I mean, you look at how we are basically the warrior class, if you will, for other surrogate countries, or that we're their surrogate. I don't know. You read in farewell address, George Washington's farewell address, about how we become slaves to those that were pursuing their national interest at their behest and at our expense. It happens all the time. In the Middle East, it's become a way of life. You look at the Israeli connection and the Saudi connections for what's going on, and how they're engaged in. It's just a nation or nations of eternal warfare, and how we're always the one pushing the button. And yes, absolutely, we have had blowback. It's going to get worse. There's no question about it. I don't believe that there's really any reason to believe we were going to, you know, they tell us, oh, my goodness, they attacked us in 9/11 because they don't like freedom. Are you kidding me? Everybody likes freedom, unless it's something that, well, they like freedom for themselves, but if they can put others under slavery, they do. But the fact of the matter is that most of the stuff that's happened has been as a result of bad foreign policy on the part of the United States. We simply have not been, we haven't been honorable in the way we've dealt with other countries. And you know what? If they kill your brother, they kill your daughter, your son, they kill your family, whatever. I mean, our drone strikes. I mean, this is blood for blood, and that's where we're going with this stuff. Our foreign policy has been faulty for so long. We have been the pointy end of the spear for so many countries around the world, and they're just getting sick and tired of it. And if they have a way, a means, a process of somehow delivering it back to us, I suspect they're going to. And why wouldn't they? Yeah, we're separated by oceans, but, you know, the world's gotten smaller nowadays in terms of, you know, we can get around the world fairly quickly and airplanes and all that kind of stuff. And you get enough mad people out there and you bring them in as illegal immigrants and so on. I mean, you got, they call them OTMs, other than Mexicans, that are coming through the border. Our sieve, it's not even a sieve. It's a floodgate in the southern border. And we have individuals coming from hostile countries, if you want to think about it. These are countries that we've been poking in the eye with a sword or a spear, and they're coming in. You get how many does it take? A dozen? 5 dozen? 500,000? I don't know what the critical mass number is, but a really small number can become a real pain real fast and take out huge numbers if the right approach is used according to their agenda. And yeah, we're getting blowback. There's no question about it in my mind. And we continue to follow false narratives, false flag operations. We continue to do business at the behest of other countries. They want us to come in and launch a drone strike, or they think it would be cool if we did some Tomahawk missiles and we drove our armored vehicles around bumping into other, you know, people that they're not happy with. And pretty soon we've offended a large portion of the world. But if we'd had a decent foreign policy and it was used the way that the American founding fathers intended it to be originally, I think we'd have a lot more friends and a lot fewer enemies out in the world if we just would have followed these sound doctrinal things that just we could give hundreds probably of examples of their advice and counsel, but we've completely ignored it. We've ignored it for decades, at least a century now. So I don't know. There's going to be comeuppance, and as George Mason said, we've mentioned this many times on your show about how nations don't exist in the eternities, so they must get their rewards or punishments in this life, you know? So, yeah, it's we're gonna get more of what we've had, and I think it'll be something that we shouldn't be very confident that it's not going to happen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there's two main kind of questions for you, or kind of a statement and then a question. How the U.S. created a world of endless war. And the question that follows that is, why do we love war? Why do we love that? Why do we double down in defense of and promotion of that? Anybody that goes to any war for any reason, any time, is considered a war hero. We literally appraise and applaud them, and to the point of ad nauseum. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to appreciate someone's sacrifice for their country, but most war heroes that are real heroes go thinking they're defending the greatest country on the face of the earth, the American way, you know, freedom for all around the world. And they come back disenchanted going, don't call me a hero. You know what? My reason for going over there and what we did when we were there are polar opposites. Shame on us is what most people who really dig in and go to war end up feeling like at the end of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, U.S. propaganda has no basis in truth. All right, it doesn't even have to be solid intelligence anymore to just lie. So we're lying about Russia and China and the Ukraine and all the, we're in over 130 nations militarily. We're lying, 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 and then we want to pretend we have the moral high ground? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the U.S. has created a world of endless war, by lying and deceiving and waging war and funding all sides of wars and training and funding and building the military-industrial complex and promoting the Cold War. Eventually, you know, we just create war. Why do we love war? I just don't understand it, ladies and gentlemen. We should turn to God's law. But we'll leave that to another day as we dig into the culture war, speaking of war, a little bit more. Dr. Bradley, the Daily Caller asked 50 out of 50 Republicans, or Democrats, I mean, to define the word woman, and they all, nobody responded. Nobody was willing to define the word woman. Well, then they turned around and asked the Republicans, and only 15 out of 50, that's 1-5 out of 5-0, 15 out of 50 Republican senators were willing to define woman when questioned by the Daily Caller. Think about that for a minute. Only 15 out of 50 would define women when questioned by the Daily Caller. 0 out of 50 Democratic senators responded to the Daily Caller's inquiry. Think about that. So the Republicans, I guess, better than the Democrats, but not much.
Yeah, when you get only 30%.
Still unwilling.
Yeah, 30% of the Republicans. 30% people. 30%. I mean, holy cow. I mean, that's kind of like, but see, we've got this weird standard for those that are in positions of responsibility and trust. I mean, you know, you talk about their oath of fidelity to the Constitution. Almost nobody holds that sacred at all. And I always use the example with people, look, when you get married, you take an oath of fidelity to the individual. And if you were a 75%er on that oath, that means, you know, only 1 week a month you're unfaithful. It's unacceptable. If you were 90% faithful, that's only 3 days a month you're unfaithful. But people, you wouldn't put up with that with a marriage. Think what it is when we have these trusted representatives that we trust with power. Now admit, it's a limited power. Their powers are few and well defined, according to Madison, the 45th Federalist paper. But that's the problem we have, is that we're willing to give people a pass for just really crappy service. Service that has, it's adulterous if you think about it in a marriage situation. And when you consider how spineless they are in being able to buck the system, I mean, it's all politically correct to say, well, if person decides they want to be a guy or a girl, we have to go with that. And they're unwilling to stick their neck out and say, you guys are nuts. This whole thing is just a phony baloney agenda to destroy the whole society. The family is at stake, people.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk more about it in seconds with a good doctor on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change.
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Gentlemen, the culture war continues. The battles become more and more frequent and more hardcore along the way. Sad but true. Eventually, there'll be a great showdown, ladies and gentlemen. It's tragic but true. How the U.S. created a world of endless war. They've done it by provocateur agendas all throughout. And we mentioned that, hey, you know what? 15 out of 50 Republicans were willing to define the word woman. 50 out of 50 Democrats were not. Ladies and gentlemen, out of 100, that's 85% that were not, and only 15% that were willing to define the word woman. How are we going to win the culture war like that? And you think about that and you say, look, they want you to believe what you got to do is just back the Republicans and stop the Democrats because the Democrats are the bad guys. But if you were to cheat on your spouse 15% of the time, what would that look like? Okay, but furthermore, you know what? What if you just obeyed the Constitution 85% of the time? Dr. Bradley, that 15% will eventually rot the apple from within, sir.
Well, that's why in the 4th article of the Constitution, they said every state has to be a republic. They couldn't afford to bring in a polluted form of government into the nation. It had rot the whole country out. And nowadays, you know, of course, they don't even believe we're a republic anymore. And the moral basis of a free society is put at complete. I mean, you know, the religion and morality aspect. John Adams said the Constitution's only for a religious and a moral people, and it's inadequate to govern any kind other than that. And that's the problem we've got. We keep putting spineless people in government, and that's the kind of government we get. And I think they are rotting it out from the inside out, you know.
Let me give you an example to make the point, Dr. Bradley. The Utah County, that's the county in which I live, Republican Party had a big old nominated convention this last weekend, all right? And the Utah County Sheriff of Utah, and I say Utah County and then Utah because we're talking about the county is called Utah County and it's in the state of Utah. So the Utah County, Utah sheriff, his name is Mike Smith. He's unconstitutional. He's not willing to keep his oath of office. He's not willing to guarantee due process for the American people really at all. But he received 65% of the delegate vote. He won't even face a primary, which means if you're a Republican in Utah, there's no challengers anymore that matter. Okay. The people didn't even get a chance to vote. This private party literally controlled the vetting, controlled the, and then the delegates literally doubled down and backed this guy. And you know what? You're not going to have a constitutional sheriff in your county with that kind of a shenanigan going on. But we see it, and then most people don't even realize it happened, Doctor.
Sadly, the tale that you tell is more widespread than anybody even believes. In Utah, for example, you know, the reddest of the red states. Yeah, right. We've talked about this before. Utah really, truly is a sanctuary state. They haven't made a big deal of it. They haven't announced it like, you know, places like Portland do and San Francisco. But Utah is truly a sanctuary state. And I would venture to guess that, 30% maybe. I don't know. It's a guess. Of the population is illegal in Utah. And it's because they encourage it and they facilitate it. And this idea of you getting a constitutional sheriff, what the heck is that? How many Americans even have an understanding of the fact that the law enforcement, I mean, you look at, Ammon Bundy was involved in this little thing about that little boy, Cyrus, that got stolen out of his mother's arms here a few weeks ago by, some really good Nazis, some police officers that were fulfilling the will of the Child Protective Services, a nursing baby, but they had, I was just following orders. And, I mean, I've talked to sheriffs. They say, well, I'm going to follow the law. Really? What if the law is unconstitutional? What if the law violates due process? What if it ends up being something that destroys your liberty? Are you going to follow that too? Then they never even think of it, most of them. So this Utah County Sheriff that got such a overwhelming vote. By the way, I mentioned the Republican thing because in Utah, if you have an R behind your name, the overwhelming majority of the time, you're going to get elected without even having a real race in the general election. That's just the way it is. And people have said, well, I'm a Republican. He's a Republican. I guess we have the same ideals. Well, guys like Orrin Hatch that ran for years and years and years in the Utah as a senator from Utah at the national level, that guy probably had more Democratic blood in his policies that he brought forth than Joe Biden did. In fact, they collaborated on many instances, and so did Ted Kennedy and him. But they got a lot of stuff through because, oh, by golly, I'm a Republican. The people kept sending him back to office. But that's what we do. We've got to start looking at the facts. Look at the people that are running. Look at not just their record, but their rhetoric. And somebody brought me a candidate last night that they had me look at. And I did a little reading about what they've got. They seemed like they're really pretty much on the same page as Joe Biden on a lot of things. And that's not what you would think based upon the fact they claim to be pro-life and pro-Second Amendment and pro-Constitution. And you can say all that stuff, but you look at what they've been doing and you say, holy cow, what? I mean, that's like when Mitt Romney got elected in the state of Utah. And so many people have come to me and asked, how do we get him out of office now? And there isn't a recall button that you can hit. You got to be more wise when you choose your representatives. And I tell people, do that. That you've got to investigate. Well, he deceived me, they say. How did he do that? You can look back decades in his behavior and find out where he's really coming from, and yet you voted for him. Yeah, well, he said so many good things when he was running. By their fruits ye shall know them. And that's just not what we're doing nowadays. We've got to get smarter in how we vet those that are supposed to be our trusted representatives. And what happened in Utah County, Sam, I'm sorry to say, probably happened all over the state of Utah on the caucus nights they had and in their county conventions that they're having. And it certainly will happen in the state convention. But they've got other ways to subvert it. If you get a principled person, they have other ways that the Republican Party has helped subvert that through legislative action. We could talk about that at some length too someday if you wished. They stack the deck in favor of the establishment. They really, truly do. It's tragic.
You have plenty of challengers for Mike Lee, and here's what I find interesting. On one hand, everybody wants to go against the challengers to Mike Lee. They say Mike Lee has a commanding lead. Plenty of challengers for Mike Lee in Senate race, but little competition. Well, I think Mike Lee's better than most, but I wouldn't call Mike Lee even a constitutional leader, Doctor.
Well, Mike Lee does a lot of good things, but he claims to be doing good things sometimes when it's just smoke and mirrors. And I would venture to guess, if it came right down to it, Mike Lee's position in going to war on behalf of Israel probably is, yeah, let's do it, baby. And this setting aside of all of the sound founding principles, this idea of, essential principles that Jefferson talked about. Commerce with all nations, alliance with none. That was to be our motto. He said, I deem it one of the essential principles of government, and the consequently one which ought to be shaped by administration, peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. But you look at a guy like Mike Lee, and he's reflecting what a lot of the voters in Utah probably feel too. Yeah, let's go to war on behalf of Israel. And he does stuff like he says he saved us from the NSA and they're collecting our personal information. No, he didn't. He passed a law that says the NSA can't directly collect that information. They have to get it from a third party, buy it from a third party.
So it sounds good on the surface, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not as ironclad as you think. It's not solid. It's you know, it's playing games, making you believe one thing when the other is reality. I'm going to give you one last headline before the end of the hour and have you respond, Dr. Bradley. I did that. Our bumper stickers, our stickers being put on gas pumps now. I did that, and it points to Joe Biden talking about the high price of gases. I warned people against it because I believe it's the violation of private property, etc. So I've kind of really stood against this. But now Thomas Richard Glazulski, I think is how you say his name, got arrested in Pennsylvania after placing Biden, I did that, decals on gas pumps. And he went ballistic and kind of had a big old to-do. This is kind of what I'm talking about. There's right ways and wrong ways to go about restoring the republic, sir.
Well, indeed there is. It's interesting, though, but Biden didn't do this all by himself. His little old lonesome,
right,
demented mind that probably stacks BBs for occupation most of the time. But no, this has been going on for a long time. This inflationary force that is basically devouring our nation and our economy and everything, it didn't just start with Trump, but yeah, it was really facilitated with Trump. It didn't just start with Bush. It didn't just start with Obama. We have been doing this for decades. And really what's happening is the fact that we've been creating money out of thin air for so long, it's finally coming to fruit. You know, by their fruits you shall know them, and this is the fruit we're going to have. It's going to be a bitter fruit where they've been sending money out by the truckload, and nobody's earned it. They're just printing it. It's just showing up in your bank account, whatever. And so the entire population of America has been part of this whole thing because we think we're getting something for nothing. And you say, oh, well, it's just paper money. It's not so hurtful. There's really serious talk right now of abandoning the dollar as the reserve currency. And when that happens in the world, we're going to see the true value of the dollar, you know, when it's not tied to petroleum anymore and hasn't have the strength of our economy behind everything. When they put a basket together of different currencies, or they maybe land on somebody else's nightmare of what kind of currency ought to back the world's economy, we're going to see the true value of a dollar. It's not going to be pretty either. We're going to see a few cents is what a dollar will buy.
And we're not defending the U.S. Federal Reserve note dollar, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're just telling you that we're in serious trouble over this. And we don't mean this all to be negative, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope, but hope is in your God. Hope is in your family. Hope is in the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Hope is in the principles that our founding fathers embraced in spades, something we're simply setting aside now, and we ought not, or it will be to our peril. The answer is to use the work of the founding fathers as a legacy, to carry that forward with fidelity in ways that can preserve God, family, and country. When I say preserve God, we can't preserve God. We can just preserve our relationship to Him. We can repent and turn to Him, and He promises us blessings if we do. Family, the fundamental unit of society, the ultimate solution, and country. Principles that made America great can do it again. God save the Republic of the United States of America.